equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka moccasins and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
He never breaks them. And we have been made legal. Amen. The enemy is illegal. Amen. Status also means a stage of progress or development. Relative position in a ranked group or in a social system, a high relative position, a job with status, a state of affairs, a situation, that's all status. Our status is that of a son. Christianity is not about our religion. This is not about our religion. It's not about what we like or dislike, what we believe or don't believe. We are, and I'm going out a little deep on you. So stay with me. Tell somebody, buckle up. We are baptized into the Godhead.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We are the Lord's offspring.
Amen.
You ain't just somebody bumping around, trying to find your way. Amen, trying to make a better life. You are God's or the Lord's offspring.
Amen. Amen.
Tell somebody, we are his family. Now, say this with me, I am like him. Okay, here we go. God didn't save you to be less than he is.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Nate the Great. I heard him loud and clear. I said, God didn't save you to be less than he is. Oh, see it out here. I see it out here. Oh, we're in the family of God. But see, what does that make you as far as your status? What does that make you as far as your stature if you're in the family? See, we want to say, yeah, but then when we get into the nuts and bolts of it, we back up and say, oh, no. Because see, you're not afraid of the dark. You're afraid of the light. So you got to the point where you're not afraid of the dark. You rebuke the devil. But when the light starts to shine to the reality of your potential and what you could be and what God desires you to become, people shy back from now. I don't know. People think I'm crazy or going off the deep end. Tell them, yes, I'm going off the deep end.
Amen.
You know, in the song that we sing, The River, by the way, we hadn't sang that song in a while. I talked to my praise team leaders, you know, about that, because that's my favorite song. You know, I got to get back in the river. But there's a part of that song that says there's an ocean that's deeper than fear.
Amen.
You know, God began to minister that song to me one day, and he showed me, because I had a dream once, and I knew the dream was positive, but you know how sometimes God will give you revelation of something progressively. And I understood to a degree, but then when we started singing that song, God began to bring that back to my mind. There's an ocean that's, am I saying the words right? That's deeper than fear.
Yes, sir.
In this dream, the devil was over here, and y'all heard me talk about this dream before. I looked at him, and boy, he was terrified and ugly and eyes just as big and bulging and full of terror. And he said, you know, there's a whole lot of people that drowned in this. That's what he's saying to me. But I jumped in. And when I jumped in, it was dark everywhere. And when I jumped in, an angel jumped in behind me and took me by my feet. Instead of me going up to the surface, he took me down. Now listen. Now in relation to the song, the Lord is saying there's an ocean that's deeper than fear. I'm going to take you so deep that you go beyond fear. Because the devil's there trying to tell you, you know, you can drown there. But I'm going to take you so deep you get beyond the fear of drowning. Ah, help us, Holy Ghost. I saw that in a dream. There's an ocean. It was an ocean. Deeper than fear. Amen? We are like him. God did not save you to become less than he is. I'm going to mess with your head now. Stay with me because I'm talking to your spirit, but I'm going to mess with your head. Because see, sometimes our head is not where our spirit is. Amen. Because of wrong doctrine, because of denominationalism, because of experience, because of sometimes failure. How many know failure? One failure doesn't define you. Neither does two failures. Just like two successes don't define you. We're not defined by failure or success. Amen. We're defined by the word of God. Now, let me show you something here just to lay more foundation. 1 Peter 1 and 23. Now, this is talking about us being born again, not of corruptible seed or seed that will die or seed that is natural, corruptible seed that will die. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed. There's a seed of God in you. Let me get it back up. That is incorruptible. Amen. By the word of God, which lives and abides forever. In other words, we've been born again of an incorruptible seed. There's something of God in you that is eternal. Amen. Okay, I'm going to dive off the diving board a little bit here. I don't know if I asked this question last time. I'm going to ask it again. Do you recall when Jesus came to his disciples and breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Ghost"? For you students of the Bible, that doesn't seem chronologically right because the Holy Spirit didn't come till the day of Pentecost.
Amen, amen.
But yet, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Ghost." Hold everything. Hold everything. What was that all about? It didn't come till Pentecost. He didn't come, but he was here. Because there was 12 of them that received him. I'll give you just a little insight because we're going to study this much more in depth. But Jesus had just resurrected from the dead. Now remember, when he died, first of all, the grave took him. Amen. Oh, I'm sorry, death took him. Amen. Then the grave, and then hell. Remember, he descended.
Amen.
And Abraham's bosom, which was in the heart of the earth, where, remember, Lazarus and the rich man, hell was there, and Abraham's bosom was there, and the rich man said, "Tell Lazarus to go dip his finger in some water and put it on his tongue," because he was in torment. That compartment, Jesus went down there to liberate them.
Amen, amen.
And he removed that because on his resurrection, it says that many of the bodies of the saints rose with him. You ever read that part?
Amen.
Can you imagine that? On his resurrection, folk come about their grave.
Amen.
You knew Uncle Junebug died 20 years ago. He walking around Jerusalem now. Many, not just one or two, but many of the graves resurrected with him, and he took him with him.
Amen.
So when he went down into Sheol, he defeated hell and death and the grave. Remember, Paul said, "Oh, grave, where's your victory? Oh, death, where's your sting?" But now when he came up, now you got to understand something here. This is Jesus, the man. This is a man experiencing this. It's not God, just God doing that. No, this is Jesus, the man, the forerunner, who went to hell as a man and defeated Satan, took the keys back, delivered the souls that were in bondage there, defeated death, hell, and the grave. When he resurrected, he went to his disciples. And he breathed on them and said, "You know what? What's been wrought in me now? I have not only defeated death, but hell and the grave. All are defeated. Receive the Spirit. Now you walk in victory over hell. Nothing hell can formulate. Nothing out of hell can harm you. Nothing from death can destroy you. The grave has no more victory. Don't be afraid of it. Receive this Spirit." They received the Holy Ghost. That's what he was doing. Then the baptism came on the day of Pentecost. Now they were loaded for bear. Ask somebody, "Do you know who you are?" He defeated hell. The man Christ Jesus. Wouldn't have been no issue if God didn't know the man went down there full of the Holy Ghost. That's why he said, "What I do, you'll do. I didn't do it from deity. I did it as a man, the son of David, Emmanuel. What I do, you'll do also." But I got to get you through this struggle with your identity. You got to understand that man, that woman in the mirror. You got to have some self-talk. If ain't nobody else encourage you, encourage yourself. If nobody else speak well of you, speak well of yourself. Purpose in your own heart. I know whose child I am. Amen. Know him for yourself. Be a motivator. Be an inspiration. Be an influencer. Don't be subjective. Be objective. Sin will cause you to become subjective. Faith will cause you to be objective. An agent of change. Amen. Creative. Moving about. Looking at the possibilities. The potentials. Amen. Incorruptible seed. That seed cannot be imprisoned. That seed cannot be defiled. Light cannot be tarnished. Amen. The enemy can't stop it. So he deals with you there. Only one can stop you is you. Amen. Now. No, y'all ain't ready. No, I love to see. Okay, go with me to Psalm 82, verse 6. From status to stature.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.